Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this morning. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for grace and the gift of life. Holy Spirit, we pray, O God, that let the entrance of your word give us light. We pray for understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Powerful. I'm concluding my series that I'm starting or I've started. Can you change my sound for me? And I believe that one of the things that will make our lives better is when we learn to attach importance to the word of God. The word of God is everything. Do you understand? The word of God is everything. And every time you get the chance to listen to the word of God, what you're actually doing is that you are putting God first. Okay? You are trying to acknowledge that you cannot do it by yourself, but you can only do it with the help of God. And it's true. There is nothing you can do by yourself. Okay? Maybe the movies you watch, they give you a certain mind that you can do it. Okay? But I want to tell you that those things are movies. Okay? But you should learn to put your confidence in God. And when you do that, you will go far. So a little of God's word every time that enters you can send you far. Say amen. Amen. Yeah. That is why you come here Sunday after Sunday with the aim to meet God. And as you keep coming, your expectation will not be cut off. Amen. Yes. You will not be disappointed. God will not disappoint you. If you are looking for somebody who disappoints, take God out. A man will disappoint you. Your parents can disappoint you. Your friends can disappoint you. But one person that will not, listen to the word, that will not ever disappoint you is God. Say amen. Yeah. That's why God is God. And he does what he wants. So when I look at your beautiful lives, it is only God that can make it beautiful. Yes. And the type of things that you learn in this church, if you can actually pay close attention to them, you will go far in life. Yeah. Life is not a race. What you prefer, Americano? Yeah. And you will hear people say that education is the key to success. It's not true. I'm telling you. I've been saying go to school, but education is not the key to success. Education. Do you know education? school. School is never the key to success. I'm telling you. Yes. Maybe you are wondering whether it's me or it's me. I've been saying, I want to see your report card. I've been saying, go to school. Go and do this course and all that. But I'm again telling you that if you want to succeed in this life, it has nothing to do with education. Joshua 1:8. Quickly. Education doesn't bring any success. Other than that, the people who have a lot of degrees and have turned into thermometer, they should be doing well in this life. But it's amazing that those people, they don't do much. They have a lot of degrees, but they don't do much. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, this book of the law, underline book of the law, I'm preaching already. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This book of the law, lift up your book of the law, lift it up. This is the book of the law. This book is lifted up. If your armpit is not smelling, lift it up. Those of you who have not brought Bible to church, you are as useless as a fetish priest. Yes. This book of the law, this book you are holding, is more important than Acuola science, integrated science. This book you are holding is more important than in scope science. This book you are holding is more important than Flamingo Social Studies. This book of the law. Yes. Yes. This book. He said, it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do. Thou mayest. Boss, when you are sleeping, it's not a problem. You can stand up. Today's your first time, so you are not used to preaching like this. Or, don't worry, you'll be fine. All of them, when they came first day, that's how they were behaving. They slept. Observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous. Prosperous. Prosperity, a real prosperity, is the one that is based on the solid word of God. And then thou shalt have good success. Yes. So I'm showing you where success comes from. And education is the key to success. And education is not the key to success. The key to success is the book of the law. And trying to meditate on the book of the law day and night. And trying to do what the book of the law says. Yeah. You're making me sweat because of this. That's the book of the law. The book of the law is not Acuola. I'm saying it again. The book of the law is not in scope. The book of the law is not social studies. What are some of the confused books you have? Creative Mass. Yeah. Well, I'll share the name of the book. It means they are trying to make you creative. Yeah. The book of the law. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Are you in church or I should close and go? I said hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to show you where good success. You see, there are good success and there are bad success. He said, thou shalt make thy ways prosperous. You don't tell me that you are going to school because you want to go to school. You are going to be school because of money. At your tender age, money. He said, thou shalt make thy ways prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. May you have good success in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ says, I don't know why you are not responding. I said, may you have good success in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Today I'm preaching about, this is not what I'm preaching. I'm trying to show you that good success doesn't come from going to school. That is not to say that don't go to school. You wake up tomorrow morning, say that your pastor said that good success there. And run the NIV Bible. To Accra Bible now. You are just reading. Said today you won't go to school. You are at web. You have to go to school. Do you understand? Yeah, for formality's sake. Because if you also don't go to school, you cannot speak English. You have to go to school. You have to learn wisdom. Yeah. But if you are trying to base your success on school, you'll be disappointed. There are people who have gone to school, but they are walking around. They don't even get a job. Yeah, do no job. They don't even have job before they even get a work. It's a serious thing. Today I'm preaching about dangerous sons. Dangerous sons. Some girls are dangerous. Some girls are dangerous. Today we are talking about this one. There is no boys. There we are talking about dangerous sons. Yeah, it can apply to dangerous daughters. Yes. Are you there? Are you there? Yeah. A dangerous son is somebody who is with you, who is not living, and is causing pain to you. It's a dangerous son. Sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. For the way you have choked yourself, you sit up well. Yeah. That's a dangerous person. A dangerous person is a poisonous person. Yes. When we say this is a dangerous snake, it means it's a poisonous snake. A dangerous person is a harmful person. Somebody who can cause you harm. A dangerous person is a painful person. The person can cause you a lot of pain. Yeah. And as you are here, already you have been causing your father pain. At your age, 12 years, 13 years, when your father sends you, you throw your hands in the air. And you insult your father. You are a dangerous son. Very quickly, I want to show you 12 signs of dangerous sons. Yeah. 12 of them. 12 signs. I'm preaching all this morning. There's tomorrow, next week, I'm doing something else next week. Next week, we are getting closer to Christmas. Yeah. 12 signs of dangerous sons. Yeah. A son is somebody you have given birth to. You cannot sack your son. But as your son is there, he is a dangerous person. Yeah. Number one. You see, because if we don't teach you these things, you see, you will grow up and you don't know it. You will grow up and sometimes a lot of people think you should know, but you will not know. And I'm giving you these signs so that you can see those things in you and it will be corrected. Many of you, you behave in a way that you behave this way because nobody have corrected you before. Yes. And nobody corrects you. When you misbehave in the house, there is nobody to stand and correct you. And so, you grow up with it and it becomes a foolishness which has solidified. Do you know solidify? Yes. Just say something, it has become ice block. Yeah. Some of your foolishness is very thick. Yeah. When we pour water and we try to dilute it, still it doesn't dilute. It's very thick. Yeah. Yeah. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 6. 1 Kings 1 verse 6. David, listen to this story. David, King David. This David who killed Goliath. He was a very strong man. He was the king of Israel. He was a priest. You see, but one of the things David didn't do was to control his children. And his children misbehaved. Yeah. Some of you, your parents didn't control you. Or your parents don't control you. They leave you to the element of the weather. They leave you to misbehave. Boss, look at my face. You are the reason why I'm preaching such preaching. You are not an angel in your... Are you an angel in your house? Yes, so listen to what I'm saying. Your parents don't control you. Boss, warfare. Look, don't sleep, okay? Yeah, try. Why? Why? You didn't sleep last night? Eh? You sleep? But you don't have to sleep when we are preaching. It's a sign of disrespect. You are trying to say I'm not anointed. If you are watching movie, do you sleep? So it's like the movie is more anointed than me. Eh? You are a newcomer. Oh. Don't worry. Let's continue. Are you there? So this man called David. David was a king. David was a priest. David was a renowned man of God. But he couldn't control his... Even David was a pastor. He couldn't control his... And you, your father, is not a pastor. That's how come your life, Irene, your lives are wayward. I mentioned some scripture. What was that scripture? 1 Kings 1 verse 6. Are you there? Somebody should pick a microphone and read that verse for me. Quickly. Anybody who can read. Yes, quickly. I don't have time. My time is almost up. I have to mention 12 things.
And
take it home.
And his father had not rebuked him at any time in saying,
I don't want this version. I want another version. Yes.
His father never at any time displeased him by saying,
I don't want this displeased. I'm looking for another word. Yes, give it to the chorister. Yes.
Now that Absalom was dead, Adonijah and the son of David and Haggith was the eldest servant's son.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very handsome man. David had never...
No. Start the verse 6. No.
Now that Absalom
was... No. You have gone that far. Start from verse 5. Oh, you don't know where verse 5 and verse 6 is. And so start from verse 5-6. You know.
Now that Absalom was dead,
mm-hmm.
Adonijah, the son of David and Haggith, was the eldest servant's son.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
He was a very handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
David had never reprimanded...
Reprimanded him. David, the king, this one said displeased, this one said rebuke. David had never corrected his son Adonijah. That's what the Bible was saying. Yes. And one day, this Adonijah guy, he stood up to misbehave. You see, David had sons. David had a lot of... Hey, Rhino. Rhino, I'm saying... Hey. First Chronicles. Me who ran on the Chronicles about me trim. First Chronicles chapter 3. I'll show you the sons of David. He said, now these were the sons of David. Today we are doing Bible study. You open. First Chronicles 3. Not Corinthians. So. And then all the New Testament. Bad year. We need Beguas. 1 Chronicles 3. He said, now, these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon. David's firstborn was called what? Amnon. Listen, Amnon died. How did Amnon die? Amnon went to have sex with his sister. His stepsister was called Tamar. Do you understand? Now, when Absalom heard of it, Absalom's biological sister was Tamar. Do you understand? And Absalom was angry that, how can you come and have sex with my sister? So one day he did a party after 2 years. He did a party. And then this guy called Amnon, he went for the party. And Absalom said they should kill him. They killed him and he died. second son. The second child of David, the second son, was called Daniel. As for Daniel, the day they mention his name here, we've never heard of him again. So we don't know whether he was alive or he was dead. But we believe that Daniel was dead. So after Amnon, what was the second son of David? Daniel. You should be interested in the word of God. Don't be interested in... So the second son of David was called what? Daniel. Now, the third was called Absalom. Absalom also died. Absalom also died. You remember last week we've been talking about Absalom. When Ahithophel and co. went after that rebellion, no, Absalom died out of that place. Okay. Then the fourth son was called Adonijah. Everybody say Adonijah. Yeah. So when you read the verse that I gave you first, 1 Kings chapter 1, no. Bible said that, everybody should open to the 1 Kings chapter 1. Bible said that it was that time, I'm going to summarize it, be looking at it. As I'm reading it, then you also look. Bible said at that time, that David was about 70 years. Is it, what is there? And he was about to die. Do you understand? And his servant said that, oh, the way David is, you know, he's about to die. So they should go and look for a small girl to come and serve David. Is that what is there? And then they went to look for a certain young girl called Abishag. Is it what is there? Yes. So Abishag came. Abishag was serving David when David was sick. You see, but David knew he liked girls. So they knew that if this Abishag can miss David in better. But at the point, David was not having sex with Abishag. So they said, hey, baby, Papa, do it there. I'm pa. I can't cry in chebi or be woo. Do you understand? So the way things were going, they saw that no, Abishag, David has not done anything with Abishag. So Abishag was there. It was around that time when they knew David was about to die. Then this guy rose up. This guy called Adonijah. He said he's going to be the king. You see, logically, it is Adonijah who is supposed to be the next in line. Because Amnon died. Daniel, we have not heard of Daniel. Absalom to Yayi Wewu. So remaining was Adonijah, who was the fourth born. You see, and when David was dying, David had a plan that the one who be the king after him should be Solomon. Do you understand? Solomon was also David's son. It should be Solomon. But Adonijah said that, look, I'm going to become a king. That is how come verse 6 came. That when these children were growing up, David had never corrected Adonijah. Whenever Adonijah misbehaved in the house, David never said anything about it. Because he was a handsome guy. Some of you, because you have been chopping fence in your school, your parents feel that they cannot control you. Yes. Yes. And so, you carry that character out. And so, one day, you will rise up and you organize a rebellion. You organize foolishness. You organize inquisition. But I'm here to correct you. Yeah. My position here as a pastor. Yeah. I've not been appointed a pastor to make sure you keep quiet and you don't disturb the adult people. I'm here to preach to you so that you become good sons and good daughters. Say amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Now, I know there. Me preaching. Yeah, me preach. I'm preaching. If you don't understand the preaching today, there's something that's worrying you. Yeah. David never corrected the son. It was in this church I preached about the sons of Samuel. Samuel was the priest. Samuel didn't correct his sons. And the sons went wayward. If you are here and we cannot correct you, you are a fool. Yes, you are a stupid girl. You are a very foolish boy. When we correct you and you get angry at us, you are stupid. And you are on the highway to destruction. If whether you clap or not, I'll still preach. Yeah. You are looking for people to clap for you. Whenever you misbehave, you are looking for people to say that, oh, we are there. Why are there? And they'll congratulate you. You don't know that they are congratulating your foolishness. You are in the house with your parents. You will leave and go and roam and roam and roam and roam and come back at 8 o'clock in the night. Nobody can talk about your issue. And you feel that you are a King Kong. I want to announce to you. I want to tell you. I want you to know that you are a buffoon. You are a pig. You are a dweb. You are a foolish boy. You are a foolish girl. And you don't amount to anything if you live that lifestyle. You stay with your auntie. You say, my auntie, dear. You are stupid. She's training you. Yeah. If you are sorry, they mean by me, say, Pastor, I'm at the baby CBR, I'll correct you. The way I'll correct my son is the same way I'll correct you. When you misbehave, I'll let you know that you have misbehaved. Wafa, sit well. Yes, sit well. Yeah, that's here, the Lord. Sit well. Sit well. Is it the time you are coming to church? Is it the time I come to church? Foolishness, eh? It won't go away. It won't go away. David the pastor. David, the Bishop David, had never corrected his children. Yeah. When you do something else, your father doesn't talk. Even as a matter of fact, your father is afraid of you. Yes. Some of you are here. They call you Nana. They call you Nana, so you think that you are chopping kinship. So they call you Nana. Your Nana is under my feet. Stupid Nana. You are a stupid Nana. Yeah. Today, if you are the type that they cannot control you, both at home, yeah, they call you Ajimai. Nana Ajimai. That name, God, it makes me angry. Yeah. They cannot correct you in the house. I will announce to you that you are a dangerous son. Queen, you are a dangerous daughter. If they cannot control you. If nobody can say, sit down when you sit down, you are a dangerous person. Yeah. No, nobody can talk your matter. Yeah, including the church. But look, me, when you attend my church, unless you leave. Yeah. But I'll make sure you do the right thing. Yeah. I will make sure you do the right thing. If I see you walking with a certain boy, I will demand to know who the boy is. Yeah. No. You cannot come here and misbehave and think that I'll close my eyes on you. No. Unless you go to Pentecost. Or unless you go to Gobbledygook International. Yeah. Where they'll pour oil on you. But I'll tell you the truth. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. You're a stupid boy. Umbushi. You have been doing super bad. Umbushi. Yeah. We are a cockroach. Stupid girl. Because your breast has come small. If you have started wearing bodies. Do you know bodies? Brazier. What in your second hand brazier bina? Chese, usha kakakakra. Your breast is not even fitting to the brazier. You have put in cushy. Stupid woman. You say we shouldn't preach. Dangerous sons. Yeah. Dangerous. Number one. The first sign is that a dangerous son is full of unforgiveness and bitterness. Unforgiveness. In the body, Wafa. Your sexy eye is coming. I feel that the devil wants people to sleep so that they don't hear this word. But this word, you hear it. If you don't know this thing is not recorded, then what I'll do to you, I will slaughter you. Yeah. A dangerous son is full of unforgive. If you are here and you cannot forgive somebody who has wronged you, you are a dangerous daughter. Yeah. Something has happened. We have spoken about it. We said, look, Fache, you are still keeping that. You are in this church. You are not talking to your fellow choirista. And you are in this church. You and somebody are doing a car in this church. Look, you are a dangerous person. And you don't qualify to be part of us. A dangerous person. 2 Samuel 13, verse 22. Quickly. Today, if you brought Bible, New Testament, you are doomed. Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon. You saw the story I was telling you about this Amnon who went to rape Tamar. Amnon went to rape Tamar. Tamar was Absalom's biological sister. Tamar was Amnon's stepsister. He said, and Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Tamar because he had forced his sister Tamar. He never said anything good or bad to him for 2 years. You are keeping grudge with somebody for 2 years. You is somebody in your classroom. You are not fight. You are not talking for 2 years. Who are you? If the blood of Jesus can forgive you, who are you? From class 6, you've been doing account with somebody. You are now, you are in Jesus 3. Hey, sister. When we say, hey, pastor, I don't know what he has done to me. That thing has pained my heart. It has pained your heart. Do you know what you have done for people and they forgiving you? If you are here and you cannot forgive, you cannot, look at my face. The word is what? You cannot, you are harboring bitterness. Some of you, I know that you are even angry with me because I've corrected you one day at a point. Yeah, you are angry. You are angry with the pastor. Yeah, wait for me. When you look at me, I look like a devil for you. Yes, I look like Satan's elder brother to you. Yeah. Unforgiveness is in your heart. Small issue. You drag it. You are a dangerous daughter. You are a dangerous son. Hey! Only the unless we don't step on your toes more. When we step on your toe right now, the whole soul tomb will hear. Yeah. How your leg has started to rot because somebody stepped on your feet. Yeah. Some of you are here. You hate your father. You hate your mother. Yeah. Last 2 weeks, I was there when somebody walked to me. He said, this man I'm talking, he's a married man with a child. He said, Pastor Emma, I hate my mother. Yeah, that's what he told me. He said, I hate my mother. And I began talking to him. He started crying virtually. He said, I hate my mother. I said, why? He began telling me the story. When he was telling me the story, before he could see right in his eyes, I started crying. He said, I hate my mother. And I told him, look, Fache. And it's not that easy like that. You see what the devil is using you to do? Yeah. You what? Look, this Satan is fighting many of you not to listen to this thing. Yeah, he's fighting you. Satan is working in your heart to do a lot of things by not listening to what I'm preaching. But look, you listen. Oh, you listen. You listen. As you are here, it will drop. You listen. Anybody you see doing something different from what is happening is the devil. Yeah. Your own brother for 2 years. 2 years. And you did a party. And he told his people that if this my brother come for the party, give him more alcohol to drink. When he's drunk, send him behind and kill him. And they gave him alcohol. You are not talking to somebody. The person has done party. What dress is that? 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 A crack of us, who caught dinner, ba? Hey, wofa, sit well. Ah, you don't have brain. What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. Yeah. Dangerous sons are full of bitterness, unforgiveness, bitterness. Your mother told you a certain story about your father. That your father is a drunkard. That your father is a woman. Because of that, you hate your father. Yeah. But let me tell you, if you hate your father, it is a recipe for your short life on this earth. Yeah. You hate your father. Yeah. I told you about the boy who slapped the father. Yeah. You hate your father. You are here. You hate your father. Look, if you go, man, go and apologize to him. You hate your father. Because of the way your mother has twisted and told you the story that you papa no one men or call you. So the day your father came, instead of you to say welcome daddy, he said and you are there cursing your father. Every curse you curse your father to come back to you. Yeah. Some of you be careful what your mothers they tell you about your fathers. Oh papa, They are witches and wizards. They were the people who killed your younger sister. And they tell you stories. Dangerous sons. You cannot forgive. You cannot forgive. Anybody who is here. Look, from today, if you know any two people quarreling in this church, bring them to me. Come and report them. Yeah. I don't see why in this small church, you can be comfortably here and be quarreling. God can even forgive you this your useless sins. You, something small, you cannot use it to chair. Number two. Dangerous sons attack their brothers. Yeah, they attack their brothers. They attack them. Yeah. We are in this church. You are jealous of somebody. Somebody is sick, you cannot sing. When the person finishes singing, instead of you to clap for the person, you don't clap. Yeah, then away. Pastor Emon, yes, preacher. Men I did my key mark. Come to you. San Nyumba Kumbaba. Nara. Meme name too. Meme name send a mo. I am omu person umbama me. Time I met to you. Yeah. Attack your brothers. Fight your brothers. Fight them. Some of you are away after church. You'll be fighting around, chasing yourselves around, knocking yourselves. Yeah, you are a dangerous person. I'm telling you. In case somebody have not told you before, me, I'll tell you. If you like next week, don't come to church. Yeah. Don't come. You can go to Revival Chapel. If there's a place like that. Yeah. 2 Samuel 13:28. Today the scriptures in your 2 Samuel 13:28. Now Absalom commanded his servant, saying, "Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is weary with wine." Yeah, mark him. Say Baba Party. Say Ono Musanu. Mwe Mumanu kasapreku. Namufa adonkun wano. Namufa ogidi gidi shege. Mufa wano mandingo bites. Lai momo atadri lai momo. Mumanu nonu. Mumanu ketweti nonu. He said. Now Absalom commanded his servant, saying, "Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is weary with wine. And when I say to you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, for have I not commanded you, be courageous and valiant." Hey, look at the words you are using for your servant. That look, me brei, onu musa. You see, this will also advise you that when you go for people's party, don't eat now. We jejao. Some of you, when you see food there, you begin to talk foolish. Yeah. All you need is a bowl of rice with a piece of chicken on it. Now one bar. Now kakwa siasem. Stupid boy. And he told his people that kill him. He used the word kill him. Mokono. Kill him. I'm sure when he told the people that kill him, he told them, "Fear not." They were afraid. He said, "Fear me. Men are missing Mokono. Men are missing Mokono." They attack their brothers. Yeah. If you are here, you attack your. Look, church. One of the things that will send us far is let's learn. Okay, listen to what I'm saying. If this is all you can get this morning to be good, let's learn to promote what is us. Let's promote what is for us. Somebody is here doing something. Clap for the person. Encourage the person. What is for us? Let's promote it. Yeah. The people who have been shouting for Shatawale, they don't pay them more, but they shout for Shatawale. Shatawale has his followers. Sarkodie also has his followers. Stoneboy. Yeah. Yeah. Don't attack anybody. You can't sing. You can play drum. play your drum. You can't drum, you can clap your hands. You can't just say what you can do what you don't attack anybody. Yeah. If you are here, you are jealous of something somebody can do, you are a dangerous person. Yeah, and we cannot stay in this place with you. You are too jealous. Obi ya dia, yeah, can one sema, ne ya uya. Yeah, we are saying you are in a class, your friend has 20 over 20. Nyamia dum usuwe chatre over 20. And you are angry with your friend. Okay, I'll copy. Oh, homework idea man, I'll copy. Oh, nyami bet tuya uka. Nyami ente on tuya ni kabia. Nyami ente tuya ni kabia. You are jealous. Wakuma shishewu. Let's learn to promote what is for us. As Antoine, when something is for us, let's encourage it. Yeah. Some people have invited us to go and sing somewhere. Then one of us is singing on the stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we start a Maria Foka, oh, they can sing better than. Yeah, so to afford their minimum, their minimum at the continent, the Mukraba, I say, you are part of us. Even if the one singing, the thing is not working, look, we clap our hands. And we give the person first and encourage the person. We don't attack the person. Somebody is doing praise and worship here. The person is trying. You are a devil. You are a devil. Anybody who laughs at somebody who is trying to do something, you are a dangerous person. You are attacking the person. Yeah. Somebody is trying to do something. Clap for the person. Help the person. You are a wizard craft. We are a witch and outside a wizard. The boom on your wizard craft. Number 3. I'll preach all today. Don't worry. I finish about 12. Dangerous sons are not changed by years of hardship. Dangerous sons, they don't change you. They don't change. Dangerous sons, they don't change. Yes. Yes. Something is happening to them. Yes. They can keep you in their heart for years. Yeah. Look, Absalom stayed in Jerusalem for 2 years. Do you know 2 years? He never saw his father's face. He said, hey. You two are in the house with your own father. For about 3 years now, because of the things your father, your mother has told you, you don't talk to your father. Years of hardship. They don't get changed. Quick, let me rush through and go. Dangerous sons, number 4. They feel that they cannot be dismissed. They feel they cannot be dismissed. They can sack them. But if you work with me, you will know that I can sack you. I can sack you. I've sacked people before. There are people who used to work with me here in SAFE, as SAFE teachers. I've sacked them. One of them came one morning. She was coming to say good morning. And I said, from today, I've sacked you. Go to adult church. She has left. Since then, she never came here. She said, she just greeted and passed. I've sacked her. You cannot work with me and misbehave. You can't work with me and misbehave. You cannot do what you like. Because I also work with people and I don't do what I like. You can't tell me. You because you stay with your father and your mother, you do what you like. Yes. You tell your father what you should do. You can say you go to school and they'll clap for you. But not in my house. No. You can't tell me what you want to do. You can't stay in my house and dictate to me. at all. It's not possible. Some of you, you can't stay with me for 1 week. Hey, you can't. You can't stay in my house for 1 week. You will know that there are rules. Rules, you know, rules and regulations in RME. Yeah, rules and we have rules, regulations, and responsibilities. And even there are laws. Once a mifien, and yeah, better, sir. And there are taboos also. Yeah. Yeah. If you work with me, you see that I can sack you. I can sack you. Anybody who feel that, look, I've sacked choir students before. They put in the choir, I've sacked them before. Hey, Wafa, you are suffering, pal. Oh. You are suffering. And call you. Baby. You are not used to things like this, huh? You are used to the one who said, they'll share toffee for you. Don't worry. Kaka, baby. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. They feel they cannot be dismissed. Anybody feel I cannot dismiss you. You suppose that they are shepherds. Look, today you are doing my center, tomorrow you have moved from that place to a new place. You can't tell me what you want to do. Even today, as you are going to have a meeting after church, I'll sack some people as shepherds. Sack some people. If I sack you, it doesn't mean I've sacked you from the church. You are in the church, but you cannot attend certain meetings. I've sacked you. You are a church. When we come to church, when we close it, you go home. You are just a church member. Sack people. Because see, when you are working with me, you must have a certain mind. Yeah, I don't allow laziness to grow around me. Yeah. So if you are very lazy, you say I'm a very hard person. I mean, I'm not hard. If you can do, I say carry this drum to here, and you brought the drum to here, you are okay. Next one, number what? Number five. Dangerous sons think that they can replace their fathers. Yeah. So, this preaching. Pastor, I'm nice preaching. I can preach. If they give me microphone right now, I can preach. If that is what you are thinking right now, you are a dangerous boy. You can't preach like the way I'm preaching. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot at all. You cannot. You cannot. Yeah. 2 Samuel 15, 3-4. You think you are better if they made me the pastor of the white church. One day, a certain sister, she said she wants to become the pastor of the white church. I said, really, Osifin? I said, okay. I've made you a pastor of the white church. 2 months, the church reduced. I said, look, leave this place. Yeah. 2 Samuel 15. Either. Absalom said, moreover, that I were made the judge in the land, that every man which had any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. Spazai man. Okay, kimu de biano, chese, yenya unto ufia, akamina miye pastor, kanopa biya, omumba, me chiche yo got, amo biya, one bar sorry, me bro fry rice with you. Yes. That's what you are thinking. That's what you are thinking. That you can replace me. You can do better than me. Me, if they made me the pastor of the white church, I'll not shout at anybody. Dabby, 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 dabby. Everybody will be happy in the church. Oh, one bar sorry, I will understand that maybe you were sick. Maybe your mother was not well. But Pastor, maybe if your mother is not well, crying, you come and say, what you do to you? even if the room is filled with grass, still I say there be sheep no wah him. The beer now came with sheep. See, I cried there, bre. Sheep we. Now, yet the beer so soon as sheep to me, yeah. You are a foolish person. You are a stupid boy. You don't understand. You are myopic. Yes, some of these words you don't understand, but you understand them later. You are not thinking far. Yes, your brain is limited. Yeah. Look at Absalom saying that if they made him a judge, Abra, your father is alive. That if they made you chief, you will do the people justice. If they made you the judge, they said, those days when you come in, Absalom will ask you questions. After that, he'll hug you and he'll kiss you. Hey, who doesn't love such a person? Oh, hey. Oh. What's the mean, Bumbo? Oh. Maybe I didn't know. A coin you. A coin you. I can send more the bank. Any problem? I can solve it with Yama. Anyway. Sorry, dear. Sir, what's your pastor? I'll bet you now, sir. I'll bet 2 lines, son. I bet frail. By me, I am a pastor. Oh, be a person who me just a coin or to me. But since I be my pastor, me see who corner see transica crana pastor ba on yam by. Adding, pastor, a president, you are a stupid boy to ask such questions. You can replace your father. Next one. What number? 6. Finishing. 6. Dangerous sons criticize their fathers. Yeah. Some of you are in this chair. You'll be chopping my cocoon, sir. Yeah. I know. Your own father. You'll be chopping his cocoon, sir, at home. Yeah. Some of you, because of the things you have heard from your mothers, you don't respect your father again. You have no respect for your father. You criticize him to the extent that you even correct your father. You feel your father doesn't have sense. So if that's what makes you think, say, oh, Pastor Imoni, he doesn't have sense. Me, I don't have sense. Even in my state of foolishness, my foolishness is wiser than your wisdom. My foolishness is wiser than your wisdom. Yeah. Yeah. So when I say do something, I know what it is. That's why I'm saying you should do it. And I will make you do difficult things for you to become better. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Pastor Emon, pay us. Look, I like you more than you like yourself. You understand the English I'm speaking? Alex, I like you more than you like yourself. Yeah. Benedicta, I like you more than you like yourself. Yeah. No one for Bible and just another jigger. Yeah. Have to jigger. If you don't bring Bible, it means that you are trying to tell me that you want to become a fetish priest. That's what it means. Can you see these children who are Muslims? Hold the talisman and Quran. You have been attending this church for the past 3 years. You don't even have a Bible. And you come and sit here and then you go home like that. When I say to them, Amy, I don't like you. What is it about you that I don't like? What do you have that I don't have that I lost you? You are a foolish boy. Today, dear, Meme Yamusa. You are a twerp. You are a pig. You are a cochon. Do you know cochon? Cochon is what? Pig. You don't do French. Because the last time I went to France, you know, you see cochon. Cochon is a pig. One note to say ye. Yeah. Why don't you want to be told the truth? And you see, when people tell you the truth, you don't like such people. Yeah. Stop church, you know. Stop church, you know. also bro for crying. My best stop. Put hey tapa, go back to your church. Go back to no women, go back to your church. My best stop put your channel. Now latas of four. Latas of four. Eh? Who got press your moon, yes, sir? Eh? Qua Agricana. Eh? Agricana Ramun, yes, sir. Now latas or any latas. A lighthouse, latas, and your latas. A bodo. Who's the English? Who's the unya? Unya is 70%. Who's the unya 70%? Yeah. Yeah. Look. Meti timu ye. Say amen. Meti timu ye. So if it's not because of church, this church, you'd have been pregnant by now. You'd have been pregnant. Since this your breast start taking, do that press it and it will change to a lancer. Stupid girl. When you say, they are worrying us in the church. They are worrying in the church. When I say go and do bath center, and they are worrying. Go and do bath center and bring human beings to Christ, and they are worrying. Right, foolish person. You ought to become useless like your auntie. That your auntie was giving birth to 3 children with 8 men. No. You want to become like him. You want to become like him. You see how she has become slim. To say pencil, ya people. You see how she has become. And you want to become like her. Please, I shouldn't preach. Please, I can't become. Me preaching now, just say, I should preach. Yeah, I'm preaching. Yeah, I like the encouragement. I'm encouraged. I'm preaching. Yeah. You criticize your fathers. Yeah. You are criticizing me. Me, your pastor. Me, your pastor. You send me to your house. When you do that thing, you are bringing a curse on your life. Yeah. Hey, when they are chopping my cocoon, you are there. Live there. I'm giving one advice. Live there. The area they put, he says, Papa, na friend, pastor, hey, but, oh, nye, 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 nye. Ayo, ayo, mess, hey, oh, no, my name, sir, your pastor, oh, name, sir, your pastor, oh, name, sir, your pastor, me, I'm robber, stupid girl, me, I'm robber. Your leg like lipstick, me, yeah. Talking about your father. You are disgracing your father in public. You are telling your friends that your father is a drunkard. Hey! Kweku, ona ogu papa nima se say. Hey, you meet with your friends. Me see me papa de oshiwi o. Me papa de oshiwi chena ebe chiwatum. This is what you tell your friends. Me papa. Hey, Uba, me see me papa. Oshi wito. Hey, Uda papa oshi bi. Mami kache mu mi papa. Upe ma chene. Mi papa. Nanu me see me only girl be by. You see, you are criticizing your father. Listen to me. You are criticizing your father. You are despising him. You are disgracing him and you are embarrassing him. Galatians 6:7. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. As you are describing your father in a negative light, one day your children, they will do poster for you. They will do advert for you. Yeah. Your children will send you to TV station and they will do advert of your foolishness to you. Because you criticize your father. You say, I don't know how to preach. Now, Pastor, many say your preacher and answer. You went to theological seminary. You know, call Bible school. And now, you send your preaching. You know, call Bible school. Yes, as you are sitting, you are an archbishop. Hallelujah. Or you are angry. When I say hallelujah to you, man, I say hallelujah. Yeah. If you don't respond, you can go. What number are we going? Yeah. We are still on dangerous sands. poisonous sons, very harmful sons. They correct you, you go. There are people who have corrected in this church. They left. Look, there was one boy. I paid his fees virtually. Between his school fees. When I call him, he doesn't pick. Now, when I call him, he doesn't pick. I sent him WhatsApp. He never picked. I've sent that they should go and call him. He never came. He was in this church with you. He has stopped the church. Stop the church. Last time somebody asked him and he said, Pastor, am I in fin? Or ye bibi dodo? That's what he told the person. He said, Mimi, ye bibi dodo. Yeah. So today, if you are here, don't be proud. Always pray for yourself that you will stay. If you pray for your heart, look, when you wake up, one of the things you need to pray is pray for yourself that you will stay. Yeah. You will stay. Today, church is interesting for you. People were sitting where you were sitting. Yeah. You think I'm a fool? I'm not a fool. Me with that brother, I started pastoring when he was very young. When he was very young. Today, you finish secondary school. You are working. They pay you money. Morning, no crying, yes, Kabia. 250 Ghana cedis. That when you sweep my room for 1 week, I can pay you that money. Yeah. You criticize. You can now find fault with me. Pastor, I'm on your pastor, Papa. On your pastor. You know good pastor. You know a good pastor. Stand up and go to his church. But as you are sitting down here, you don't know what happens to you during the week. You don't know how somebody has to fast and pray for you during the week. You don't know why a car didn't knock you down. It's not because you were smart. But somebody has been praying for you. See him? Somebody has been praying for you. So the day your foolishness comes and you want to leave, just leave quietly. Don't insult us. Don't insult us. Don't muddy the water that you have drank from. As you are leaving the church, don't poo-poo inside the water because some people to come and drink the same water. Poo-poo and wee-wee inside. Spoil. Look, that church that they say, safe church, that one at that place. If you go see, they've shared the girls. They've been sleeping with the girl. You are muddying the water. You, when you came to this, has somebody slept with you? But the day your foolishness come and you are leaving, you see a lot of negative. Yeah. God himself will curse you. Because you are spoiling. Look, this thing we are doing, this place is not Sunday school. This is a church. Don't spoil the church of God. Don't spoil the church that God has bought with his blood. Don't spoil the church. If you feel you are not comfortable, quietly move. And go and join another place. Don't spoil what we are using our lives to build. Yes. It's been 10 years. And I've been in this same church. 10 years. I've been pastoring this same church. 10 years with my life. Don't come and spoil it. Don't come and spoil it. Number what? 7. Dangerous sons influence others against their fathers. They influence others against their fathers. 2 Samuel 15:11. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity. They knew nothing. You influence others. You called Alex. You called Jerem. You called Pa. You called Kofi. You called this boy. Now look, let's leave the church. Let's stop the church. As you are stopping the church, you are stopping the church with 10 other people. Yes. You are influencing others. You poison them. If you are here, somebody has come to tell you a story. Tell the person, this thing you are saying, I'm going to report. I'm just going to report right now. And I'll mention your name that you said it. Yeah. Don't spoil this schedule. This is where you have your wedding. Don't spoil it. You will find your husband in this church. Don't spoil the church. Oh, so for me, then me call CAC. I call a girl. If I want girl cry, I can go to action. No. No. The day you are doing your wedding, you need friends. Don't spoil the church. Don't spoil the church. Have I been bad to you? The advice I've been giving you, you see, if you're a very bad person, you will not like a good advice. Yes, if you're a bad person and they are giving you good advice, it is an irritant to you. I don't know whether you understand the word irritant, but it causes a certain irritation in your system. He went with 200 men. He stopped the church with 200 people. He organized 200 foolish people, and told them that they should stop. And Bible said that they went in the simplicity of their mind, not knowing what they were doing. Some of you, somebody give you yogurt to stop the church, you stop. All you need is yogurt and spring rolls, you stop. Some, if somebody give you 10 cities to stop the church, you stop. Yeah. But may God deliver you in Jesus' name. I said, may God deliver you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Some people have been coming to this church for years. They've been here for years. You just came. There were people who advised in this church. They left. Anytime I give you, yes, there was one brother. He did something and I corrected him. He left. Up to now, I've not seen him. Up to now, I've not seen him. Yeah. They left one by one. One by one. But I mean, look, I know that this church, it will grow. And when you go and come back, you see, where you were, you will not be there again. Yes, you will not be there. You will not be there. You will not be there. It's like we are in the school, you stop the school. You went to stay in the house, you're in classes, you stop 3 years. You came back, you say you want to go to form 3. You can't go to form 3. If anything, you start from class 3. Yeah. Some of you, you went, you have lost your position. I'm telling you. Others will take your place. Others. Hallelujah. Yeah. They influence others against their fathers. Look, if there's a father in your life, a father always wants the best for you. None of you sitting here is my biological son or my biological daughter. But look, my prayer for you is that it will be well with you. Yeah. Yeah. Why will I hate you? Why? Next one. Number 8. Dangerous sons steals the heart of the people from his father. He steals, what's your name? Christabel. He steals the heart of the people from their father. 2 Samuel 15 verse 6. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. He stole their heart. You understand stealing of the heart? He want people to like him. And then they will hate his father. Yes. You are here. What trap? Be careful. You don't use your father for it. Your father is like sponge, chewing sponge to you. To you. Everybody know how bad your father is because of the way you portrayed him. Yeah. Even people who like your father genuinely, you have spot your father to them. Yeah. There's no blessing in that. God will not bless you with that. There is no blessing in it. I'm telling you. At your age, steal people's heart. Some of you want people to know how your father doesn't take care of you and you are suffering. In a chemical school, my mom is scared. She's saying, I'm in bread. She's saying, a common demon, sir. She's saying, I'm a Danny eye. Yeah. You steal the heart of people. Steal the heart of people from your father. May God have mercy on us. Number 9. I have to close. Dangerous sons wants the pleasures and the privileges of his father. Yeah. They want the pleasures and the privileges of his father. Yeah. Look. Look. This chair. This chair is my chair. Even when the room is full and there's nobody, people are standing outside, this is my chair. You don't tell a visitor to come and sit on my chair. Or you don't even dare you to stand up and come and say that, na anya chair back in the world no be antanaso. Wabetanaso. Yeah. It's like you want the privileges of your father. Some of you, the bowls that your father eats in it, in the house, or niwa, you go and collect it and eat wachi in it. But who is saying you are a cow? Who says you are a goat? Your father's room, you can enter and go and sleep on his bed. You are putting a curse on yourself. The privileges of your father. And the pastor Mandu, we are serving a drink, we are serving no ejani, he did it, no beer, and she said, he did it, high restaurant. High restaurant. Pastor, man, I share na my idea, manu. Last time I hear he did na cram. We share na my sin and name no. Hey, me say. Also for the mochilio, na ye brese. Hey, we are carrying the chest. Yeah, for you to even think like that, it shows how dangerous you are. You want the privileges and the advantages of your father. In a Christmas ye be, me a ye nim ye kung go fear. Daddy, they don't give us the chicken head. Meanwhile, we went to run after this fowl. I fell down crying. Now they are giving us the chicken intestines. Now that dear, we share now my sin rice, no sir. They say we are sending your head. Why do you speak foolishly like that? You want the privileges of your father. You are a dangerous person. That's the only description. You are a dangerous boy. Very wicked and useless girl. Who has made you angry today? Nobody has made you angry. Nobody has made me angry. Yeah. But I've seen that the path you are taking, Jessica, if you are not corrected, you end up somewhere else. Like the way David didn't correct Adonijah. And Adonijah stood up that he's going to be a king. 2 Samuel 16:22. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house. And Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Hey, Absalom. No wonder he died early. Yeah. Your father's privileges. Your father, we are all human beings. And I must see chair, Pastor Emadie. He passed. Look, the day I don't come to church, let the chair be empty. The day I'm not here, Let this chair be empty. Let it be like nobody should sit on it. Yeah. Oh, we can all see. Chair is chair. Eh? Chair, dear. Eh, chair. Your brain is not working. Next one. Number 10. Dangerous sounds are destructive. They spoil things. Spoil things. Dangerous sounds, they are destructive. You come and sit by this drum, use the stick. Key! Key! You say you are playing. You're going to spoil the drum. You are a dangerous person. Anything working you don't like, you want to spoil it. You want to spoil it. We are organizing a program. Everybody say, hey, it will work. We are coming. Only you. Yeah. Program in the end. Yeah. It's you better. Remember. It's you better. Say now where the idea. And then it's you better. Almost all. Almost all. Dinner. Mean come baby. Yeah. You are very distractive. You are spoiling things every. Yeah. Camp. Camp. Mean go camp over here. Camp. Bukwa. You be preaching, sir. I am Bobo. You be preaching, sir. Who break ra? Who daka na? Who pass the mic? Because I know say na only boys, no. Now just someone did show good, so the chest na you jimu, you jim kitu. Me no classes or no class four. No did show a good meso. Me class prefect most school. Me did show good meso. Yes, I know I can't say. No one says any boys, no. No one says no one. Your mumba iredina. I want to see you go. So camp up, see mama yenda. You call camp. Your dad is 11, 12. Presby. You call camp. 3. Now your dad. Now I'm sorry. Preachy 7. And you may not be akoda. Lighthouse of Okwande. You call camp. Just say your dad 1 o'clock. Upon saying call a church for no more breasty. Now so see your dad pe your devil. Me call baby. Omun cobra. Yeah. You are a destructive person. You want to spoil what is working. You want to spoil it. Shanko, me here come see 200 Ghana. 200. Now, you nyasa 200 na ka mabra bobe si sao. Me nyasa 200 na ka mi ko rent mi ami akasa mi dan. Mi ko rent. Na my landlord. Eh say the 200 e ko ti ana che say ye come upon 3 days na sa. Eh. 200 to meet a bicycle. When you bicycle, me area, how can you hear me assemblyman? Da. Hey! You are a destructive person. You are destroying what is working. May you not become a destructive son. May you not become a destructive daughter. Point number what? 11. Dangerous sons. Hold secret meetings and discussions. Yeah. When we are preaching and everybody brain is here, then just and you see them talking. You see them laughing. They are holding secret meetings. Yeah. That's a dangerous person. And finally, dangerous sons, they lack loyalty. Dangerous sons are not faithful. Yeah, when you ask them to do something, they don't do it. They don't do it. Anybody you are here, when I send you to do something and you don't go and do that thing, you are a dangerous person. You are a dangerous daughter. You are a dangerous son. But God is protecting us. I say God is delivering us. Stand to your feet. God will deliver us. Yeah. From today, God will deliver you from all these things. You didn't hear me say God will deliver you from all these things. Yeah. That dangerous thing in your life to be gone. I've criticized your father so much so that you have brought that same attitude from the house to the church. But today is the last time. I said today is the last time. I say today is the last time. Yeah. Close your eyes. If you cannot obey simple instruction, you are very dangerous. When I stand here, I see everybody. Yeah. Pray for yourself. Put your hand on your heart. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. You know the things you have said to your father. All the points I've mentioned, at least 3 or 4 of them have applied to you. You know it. Pray. Pray. Tell God to deliver you. Tell God that you are sorry. You are sorry. You are sorry. Lord, we confess that we have wandered far from your purpose and plan, and we willingly walk in the wrong direction. We've disobeyed your command. Father, forgive us. Spirit, come lead us back to the way, back to the truth, back to the fruit of the cross. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to walk in the way of Jesus. We want to enter your realm. Show us the ancient path. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your realm. Lord, we confess that we sing it. Have wandered far from your purpose and plan, and we walk in the wrong direction. We disobeyed your command. Father, forgive us. God, forgive us. Spirit, come lead us back to the way, back to the truth, back to the fruit of the cross.
Show us the
ancient path. Ribo shika mana, make ba zebre, malebro shike mana, kabo raba basia de, walk in the ways of Jesus, kaba shika mana, rabo norobo, show us the ancient path, show us the ancient path, show us the ancient path, kaba raba saraba, ke mandele bo siriana, ke bo nele bo siriana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kabo Sikebele. Kabala Bazabra. Kabo Riadea. Mandelebo Syria. Kabo Rabo Syria Nelebe. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, Lord. Show us the ancient path, Lord. Kabala Bandaya. Kabala Bandaya. Kabala Bandaya. Yes. 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 Malebo Syria. Kebolobo Siriana, Kebelebe Siria, Malabondolobo, Kabaya Babanea, Kebolibo Siria, Kabaya Babanea, yes, Lord, Kesekelebelebe, Kabandorobo Siria. Father, in the name of Jesus, all heads bow, all eyes close. You are here. You are here. Deep down, everybody close your eyes. Deep down within you, you have discovered from the point that we have given, that you are walking dangerously as a son or a daughter, and you want to change. You have criticized your father. You have insulted your father in your heart. You have no regard for your father, both spiritually and physically. But this afternoon, you want to say, "Pastor, I want to come back." Lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. It depends on you. Don't look at anybody. It depends on you. It is unto you. You want to say, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me." Father, I pray for your sons and daughters who have lifted up their hands, Lord. Father, we confess that, Lord, we have gone wayward. We have willingly walked in the wrong direction. But Lord, bring us back, Lord. Bring us back, oh God. We have disobeyed. We have disobeyed. We have disobeyed the commands. We have disobeyed the advice that you have given us through our fathers and our pastors. But Lord, today we said we want to come back. Accept your children, Lord. Accept us. Accept us, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal
highways.
We want to walk in the ways of Jesus. Sing it with me. We want to enter your rest. Show us.
Show us the ancient path.
Lead us. God is leading you. As you are singing, is leading you. As you are singing, is leading you. As you are singing, is leading you.
Want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
Let's sing it again from the beginning. Lord, we confess.
Lord, we confess that.
Sing it with many.
Have
Lord, we confess that we have wandered.
Far from your purpose
and your place. And we're willing.
And willingly walk in the wrong direction.
We disobey your command. Father, forgive us.
Spirit, come lead us.
Back to the way, back to the truth, back to the foot of the cross.
Show us the path.
Lead us along eternal highway.
We want to walk in the ways of Jesus.
Show us the ancient path.
Show us the ancient path.
Lead us along eternal highways.
We want to follow
the footsteps of Jesus. We want to
enter your rest.
We want to enter your rest. Father, we thank you. We want to enter your rest. Holy Spirit, we commit our lives into your care. And Lord, as we are entering the new month on Thursday, lead us. May we not go wayward. May we not walk after the simplicity of our hearts. But Lord, may we walk according to your precepts and ordinances. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Wow. take out an offering. Everybody.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.